Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? That's the Whispers, you guys. Putting it down back in 1978. Nothing like homemade loving. Good old music, man. I tell you, it was all good. And that was before I got the opportunity to be on the scene with the Whispers and Leon Silvers and Dick Griffey and this amazing company, Solar Records. And so I just want to say hello, hello to everyone. It is Friday, and on Fridays, every Friday on Solar Records Radio, we celebrate Solar Records, the company that could and did and blessed so many of us. And so we also want to say thank you once again to Mr. Dick Griffey for following your dream, because your dream blessed so many people. And not just the artists, but the people that, the listeners, the people that really got blessed by the music, that really, it made a difference for some people. And so what a beautiful, beautiful opportunity. What a beautiful blessing it is, right? Oh my goodness gracious. So I'm so excited to Also say hello to all my friends around the world. What's up, Cheryl? What's up, Cheryl? I know you over there in the UK hanging out with my buddy Greg. And I just want you to know that we're going to play your song and the beat goes on today, girl. And let me tell you, Cheryl, the real cool thing about it is that that's the first song that I got to record for the Whispers. And the beat goes on. And from that point on, all their records went gold and platinum. And so what a wonderful opportunity for me to be in the room, be in the studio, be in the situation with them, with Leon Silvers and Dick Griffey, making it happen for them. So I'm glad that that's one of your favorite songs, because it truly, truly is the song that began my career, and it began in a platinum stage. And so I'm so blessed because of it. So, Cheryl, you know I'm going to play your song. Girl, watch out. It's coming real soon. And but also I want to just thank everybody, all my friends around the world tuning in, and hope everybody is good. And God has been good to you, and you've been blessed. And, you know, over here in the United States, we have Thanksgiving. So coming up on Thursday, well, we're just really being grateful and thankful for the amazing opportunity that you know, that God has given us, that life has given us, to have people in our lives who care about us, and loved ones, and, you know, family. And so we get together and we just kind of love on each other because of it and stuff. So I'm excited about it. Family has already started traveling across the country to get to their loved ones' home, and I just want to just wish everyone safe travels, because it's crazy out there, right? It's you know, a lot going on, and in some parts of the country, it's already snowing. Lord, I'm not ready for that, but I'm down in the south part of the United States, so no snow here yet. Now, I never thought it would snow here until I got a big surprise. They got me really good, and I was like, it snows in Texas? Everyone was telling me how hot it is, but no one told me it snowed in Texas. And so, man, oh man, it was just something else. But anyway, guys, I just want to thank everyone once again for being a part of Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming, also my buddy, we had a great show last night. I hung out with him, and it was great just hanging out with him and doing what we did. Had a politician come on and just sharing what she's about to do. She's running for the Senate and in the state of Arkansas. And so we want to, you know, show her love and support. I mean, that's a tough job, man, you know, doing that kind of thing. So I'm just so proud of her, and just so grateful for, you know, people that want to fight for the rights of others. So we are being blessed. So anyway, so her name is Natalie, and we're going to talk about her a little later. But anyway, guys, today we're talking about Solar Records Radio, and this song goes out to my girl Cheryl in the UK. All right, guys, so let's get this show on the road. Solar Records Radio. We'll be right back. Let's go, y'all. So long. remember. I remember being on stage when Howard would play that, or we would play that song, and Howard would perform it, obviously with Shalimar. And it was always a sweet love kind of thing. It was amazing to watch, you know, this young man get out there and sing these songs that, you know, he had this thing, and he has still to this day this thing with his voice that's absolutely captivating. And it just really makes the ladies happy, right? Howard's a good-looking brother, and he has an amazing voice, and he has a hit song. I mean, the combination is just amazing within itself, right? It's like, whoa, you know, so he had it all going on, you know, and it was just fun just to watch and be a part of it, you know, and to be a part of history like that is just amazing for anyone, right? And we all are a part of this history together, because as these songs were being created by us, when it came out, you guys got it and fell in love with them and did what you did with them, right? You had your own experiences with them, and, you know, and so we are just so grateful. We're so grateful just to be able to share this and go back down memory lane, as Solar was just a wonderful gift to all of us. It was a wonderful opportunity for all of us, and especially musicians and writers and producers, and Leon Silvers getting the opportunity to just lead this ship with Dick Griffey's blessings, and blessed all of us, you know, by opening up the doors for a lot of us young artists, musicians, and writers and producers, you know. And so, man, oh man, so that's why every Friday I have to come back to this and say thank you. Thank you for just being making my life and introducing me to all these amazing people who are still my friends, who are still my friends years later, still 40 something years later, you know. That's important. So thank you for that. Thank you, Mr. Dick Griffey, thank you for blessing all of us. We do appreciate you, and we love you for that. And thank you, Leon Silvers, for, you know, handpicking your musicians and writers and stuff to work with you on this Solar stuff. And in the background, I know y'all hear Miss Carrie Lucas, right? Sweet Love, man, oh man, what a beautiful song. And so I just want to say thank you again to the listeners as well for buying the stuff back in the day, hanging out and loving it and sharing it with your friends, and all the, you know, I mean, those memories are just amazing. Sometimes it just brings chills to you when you think about that memory lane, right? When we go back and certain songs you hear go, ooh, man, I had a great time when that song was out. There's a song right now that anytime I hear it, it's by the SOS Band. It's called Baby, You Can Do It, Take Your Time, Do It Right. And when I hear that song, it's like, I was living a wonderful life. We were on the road traveling, and I was living my dream, right? I was doing what I wanted to do. And so every time I hear that song, it just makes me smile. It makes me feel good about life. And so that's what these songs did for all of us. And so we all have been blessed because of it. So anyway, we're going to keep this music going here on Solar Records Radio as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles. And this is one of my favorite songs.
Come on. Thank you.
Oh man, I tell you, Lakeside, you know, it's just those guys always have been amazing. Always. They are just something else. There's something special about Lakeside. And they have that thing, right? They got that thing that's just so good, and we all just get to you know, if you go see them on stage, you'll know what I'm talking about. These guys are just ridiculous, and they have so much fun on the stage. They do what they do, and they bless all of us, and it's just a beautiful thing to watch. So much love to you guys. Thank you so much for being my big brothers and blessing us all the time. Lakeside, Pull My String. And before that, there was a song I played that I wrote. That song I wrote for Dynasty, and that song is called Questions. I'm so glad that my associate producer, Astrid, loves it. Thank you, Astrid. She says when she hears that song, it just makes her scream or whatever. I forgot what she said, but it was cute. And I'm glad she says she goes crazy. She goes crazy when she hears it at the studio in Amsterdam. And so, oh, man, that's so good. That's good to hear. I tell you, see, that's what music is to us, right? It has that thing, right? And so I remember creating that song and just, you know, trying to figure out how to be a part of what everybody else I was around was doing. You know, William Shelby, rest in peace, my brother. You know, he was writing those songs. He wrote And the Beat Goes On. He wrote Second Time Around. And he was just writing all these songs. And I'm playing on all these songs. And you know, and they're like, you know, royalties coming. They are looking good. And I'm going, what's going on here? How did that happen? And Will told me, hey, I write the songs too. You got to write them. So I told Leon, I want to write, man. I want to write songs too. And so he says, get a keyboard. And I did. And I got a Casio keyboard. I remember a little Casio keyboard. And Leon and I, at that point, we were roommates, him and I. We had an apartment together. And so I just was playing on it and playing on it. And that was one of my first songs that I wrote, that I came up with. And and Leon, he heard it, and he was like, okay. Now, this is the trip. Of course, I was playing the parts, right? I played all the, you know, the bass and the keyboard. But by the time Leon got a hold to it, oh, my goodness, he turned that thing all the way around. And it just, I was like, that's my song? So that's what Leon brings to the table. I mean, he can hear, you know, he heard things that we couldn't hear. We had no idea what he was hearing until it was done. And when it was done, we were all like blown away, like, my goodness, dude, you know. And at some point, we stopped even just saying anything because we just kind of knew. We expected for him to take it there. And he always did. And it just was a wonderful experience for all of us to be around, to experience Leon doing what Leon did. And that's why we have that posting that Greg made, that he is like Einstein in the studio. I mean, he did some amazing work, and he blessed so many people, and he deserves, to me, to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and he needs to be getting his award for producer of the decade. Let's just get real. He was that dude was great, and a lot of people know that, and so many people didn't really, so many people? So many people are not happy with the fact that he does not have his award as producer of the year, and like I said, he should get it of the decade at this point. Because they missed it a couple of times, right? So, but anyway, so thanks, Leon Silvers, for blessing us, man, and doing what you did. We appreciate you and love you so much for that. And let me see. And before that, of course, Collage. Oh my God! Everyone knows how much I love that song by Collage. Everyone knows. That is my song. I'm blown away. And I will get those guys on the show. Larry is all over the place. Larry White's all over the place. So I got to get him down here to help us out, man. Just chop it up about his walk and what they did and how they did it with Dick Griffey over at Solar. And, you know, because Larry was with the Whispers. And then he ended up doing a collage, and just what a blessing. But anyway, guys, I want to keep the music going. I hope you're enjoying the music as much as I am, because it is really taking me there. And it feels really good today. I'm just really enjoying it. Don Fleming is on his way in. He's taking care of some business, so he's on his way in the studio, and he's going to come hang out with us, I think, on the second half. He should be here by the second half of the show. But anyway, Greg's out enjoying dinner. Yay. I'm so happy for him. And Astrid is in the house with me. We're keeping this thing going. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you so much and appreciate you, Astrid. You are just amazing. And all my friends love you, too. Everybody loves Astrid. It's the funny thing. All right, guys. So let's keep it going on Solar Records Radio. Climax.
I love you all. We share a place. I mean, when you start talking about some funk tracks, some dance tracks, some tracks that really make you want to get up and party, that was the tune. And the beat goes on. Man, that was hot. But and what's really a privilege for me right now, you guys, is I not only have one of the vocalists off of that track, but if I'm not mistaken, Wardell, didn't you play a little bit on that?
Well, that was, you know, that's so funny because that was the very first song that I ever played drums on when I came to California for Leon Silvers. And the funniest thing about that is that Lavelle, you just said a little while ago, well, you know, I don't know how you felt when you first went on stage, but my first stage was really going into the studio. And I didn't have to do vocals and dance. I just could sit down behind the drums and just play. And I was shaking, but I didn't have to try to hold the tone and smile and look good, you know. So I got to give you all the credit in the world. But, yeah, And the Beat Goes On and Out the Box were the first two songs that I've ever recorded. And then right after that was, so that and I've just been blessed ever since then, man. And I've been the biggest fan of the Whispers ever since.
Yeah. Well, that's wild because, you know, before that, Wardell, you know, Leon Silvers didn't have a drummer, you know, at all.
Yeah,
and he did all of his drum stuff on his knees, you know, and it was the most amazing thing when we were in the studio watching him, you know, put this music together. I would say that he was the first drum machine that ever was made, human drum machine, because he sat there with a bass drum and took and hit that bass drum to start the track. And he'd sit there and pound that bass drum to the beat that he wants. Mm-hmm. Then he would come up and he would do the snare, and then he would add the cymbals, and all on his knees. He would do one thing at a time, which was absolutely amazing. Then I guess he finally said, man, this is too much work. Let me call him. He knows how to play drums, and it'll be a heck of a lot easier.
Well, you know, it's so strange, Lavelle, because that, you know, I had to watch him because it took him a while to release himself from doing it because he was so used to doing it when I came here. And when I came here, I came out to California to audition for Dynasty. So when I made the group, then all of a sudden he says, you know, I thought I was leaving. He says, I need you to record something. And I was like, going to the studio to record a track. And I'm like, okay, fine. And we went and then we did that track. And but still, that we even did second time around the following week. And we did, you know, on and on. But there were still songs that he still was keeping himself up. But it was a lot of work.
A lot of work. I've never seen that before.
He had to be losing like 10 or 15 pounds every time he was doing it.
But he was very, very anal about stuff. And at that point, you know, I mean, throughout his whole tracks, doing his tracks, he was very anal. They had to be perfect. And when you went in with vocals with him, you literally wanted to strangle him because,
no.
I mean, he would go holy. I mean, you think you sang that line is the greatest. And he would say, one more time. Or he'd find some note. Well, it's a little bit. You know, just a little bit under. Can you come up a little bit? I'm like, what the heck is he hearing? You know, we went through holy hell doing And the Beat Goes On.
Wow.
And that, man, you know, that we had to keep Scotty in the studio. There was several times where he was ready just to walk out because, you know, Leon would have him go over stuff. And he was like, man, I done sung this doggone line up 40 times, and you tell me it's a little under or it's a little over. But we knew when we heard The Beat Goes On that we had a hit. We knew it from the point from the time that we heard the track. And so we went out in the – said, I ain't saying another, you know, a couple of curse words, and walked out of the studio. We went out in the back of the parking lot of the studio over there, and we said, Scotty, this is that song. This, you know – tuck it up and come on back in here and do this, which he did, and history was made with that song.
Yeah, something else.
I remember the first song he did with you guys like that. That was Homemade Lovin'. Remember that song? That's the first song he was doing those things with. You called the numbers, yeah, and it was an amazing moment, man. But you know what? Thank God the Whispers did And the Beat Goes On because of you guys, and that song just shot
Oh man, it shot, when people said, when we found out that we had a gold record, we were like shocked. We were like, is that another Whispers or who? You know, we couldn't believe it. And then, you know, Dick Griffin came out and handed us our gold record. And then after that was platinum, and he showed up again. So we were like blown away, and I thank God that we were able to convince Scotty to finish that project. And I thank God for Leon Silvers, because Leon Silvers was on another plateau, man. He was one of those producers like Babyface that came along, but he came along at the right time. He had a direction, he had a sense of great sense of music and what could be a hit, and he just wrote hit after hit after hit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still, you know, an incredible musician and a writer, you know, and I thank him for everything that he's done in our lives, man, because without that, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today, and we wouldn't have that 45-year plus career, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to give you know, Dick Griffey the credit that he do on And the Beat Goes On too, because you know the song when we originally did it. It was not actually placed. When Dick Griffey heard it, he said he wants that song for the Whispers.
Exactly. Dick Griffey was sharp, too. His A&R ability was incredible, you know. And, I mean, he was a man with a vision, you know. I mean, like you said, he started off, you know, at Soul Train Records, you know, him and Don Cornelius. But even had – Dick Griffey always had more of a risk-taking kind of situation. So – his mind was that he could do anything. You can't tell me I can't do what Barry Gordy has done. And I think with that attitude that he had is what really helped him to, you know, that and a lot of ego. Egotistical people and smart people. If you got the combination of having the brain power along with a lot of ego where you say there's nothing that I can't do, then, you know, the results are people like Dick Griffey that comes in and says, I want to be in the music industry and I can make records and I know I can be successful at it, and ain't nobody going to tell me anything different.
Mm-hmm.
His ability as an A&R guy, as a president of the company, he did wonders for people's
careers.
Wonders. I mean, you know, when you look back at it, to look at the roster that he had with Shalimar and Whispers, Lakeside, you know, I mean, all of these artists, man, and every one of them, not one of them, every one of them had hit records.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I thank God for him every day, man. He taught us so much, you know, about the business and publishing and, you know, writers' royalties. And, I mean, you know, it was an education.
Where?
That's the Silvers right there, and what a beautiful song, man. Oh, man, I just love that song. And, you know, we've been talking about, you know, all the crazy things that goes on in the world, and we had a topic throughout the week in regards to should, you know, musicians and actors use their platform to speak out, and the over majority was absolutely. And so there's the Silvers doing it, you know, just saying the same thing. There's a lot going on in this world. It's a little out there. It's a little crazy. And we need to, you know, find peace in this world. But I would like to thank Lavelle Degree. You know, I wanted to play that interview again because, you know, I just love what he said and how he gives, you know, the credit to Leon Silvers and Dick Griffey for, you know, what they've done. In Solar, and him being, you know, in the whispers and really having to have that experience, you know, head on, and really got blessed because of the, you know, both of them, Leon Silvers and Dick Griffey. It was just nice, you know, to hear that coming from Lavelle Degree. And you know, Lavelle's a really cool guy. I've done plenty of things with him, you know, in the studio in different formats and stuff. And so I really appreciate him, you know, always being willing to come out and you know, just share, you know, his thoughts and stuff about Solar Records, you know. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you, Lavelle. I don't know where you are now, but you get around pretty good, brother. You get around pretty good. Anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and I want to thank Astrid again for, you know, posting and doing what she's doing over there. She's a blessing to me, and we really appreciate you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. So anyway, I think it was last week, Astrid? I forgot, was last week or the week before, we had our brother Carlos Green from The Deal on here and just blessing us. You know, he is just on his way doing some other things, and we're excited for him, wishing him the best on his continued career. And so we're looking forward to, you know, just what he's up to. What is he going to do next? You know, you know, he had a nice thing going on with The Deal over there. What a blessing to be in a group with Babyface and L.A. Man, that's just a powerhouse group, right? Babyface and L.A. You got both of them, and Carlos is right there, singing lead, and doing his thing. And so we're just so proud of him. And he's willing to come back on anytime and sit down with us and chop it up. So we appreciate him very much and can't wait to hang out with him. And also make sure you keep us posted, man. I know Astrid will keep us posted if you don't. She'll be on top of you. Yes, we will. We look forward to that. And so this is Wardell Potts Jr., and you're listening to Solar Records Radio, and we appreciate you very much, and we thank you guys for everything that you do supporting our station. And I told you I have a new record that has come out. Officially, it's going to be out, when is that? December the 8th, my dad's birthday. And then, but I have for my friends and the listeners here at Solar Records Radio, we've already released it to you guys. So you have access to it. It's on the page. Astrid already posted it as well, I believe. So, you know, check it out. And I hope you like it and hope things are good. Anyway, I want to get back to the music. So come on. Y'all remember the Calloway brothers, right? From Midnight Star, the Calloway brothers. All right. Let's give them some love here. That's all right. We'll be right back.
To get the ladies in the palm of his hands, but he's still a knight. Fight the hype, hard excites the night. Getting at the right type at the round table, placing labels on a man who slicks the spark table. He's all just a black, riding horseback, giving all the fine ladies a heart attack.
There you go, Dynasty. Man, that is the most sampled song, I believe, in Solar Records history. That song by Dynasty. The rappers have made that their anthem. It is so crazy. And it's so awesome for Dynasty, obviously. But it's so crazy that you know, that song right there, I was just never would have thought that was going to happen, and it did happen, and I'm so blessed because of it, and just really grateful. And I want to just thank Ricky Smith, Richard Randolph, and Kevin Spencer for writing it. Great song, my brothers. Great song. And Ricky always starts off with those chords. He's really into those chords, man, those kind of chords, those dissonant chords. And my dog, can you guys hear my dog? She's right next to me snoring. Good gracious. But anyway, Ricky Smith with that feel, that dynamic feel, that big horn, kind of like those horns, like Earth, Wind, and Fire horns in the background. And it's just amazing. It was just a wonderful time of music and stuff. And so with that being said, you know, one of my friends who I love so much and miss so much is Richard Randolph. And so I'm going to do something a little unusual, just a little unusual. I'm going to play a song, the last song that Richard wrote, as a dedication to him from us, Solar Records Radio, and Richard being a part of Solar Records and helping to create that sound. So this is a song that Richard and I wrote together right before God decided that he wanted him to come home and be with him. This song is called You're the Kind of Girl, and I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be back.
And when you talk, heaven knows, I can tell we're gonna get closer. Come on, baby, just let it flow. Cause
the light is right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I just feeling.
Need you in my life.
I never met anyone like you, baby, like you, lady.
You're the kind of girl
that I need in my life.
You're the kind of girl
that makes it alright.
You're the kind of girl
that makes it change what's the fun.
You're the kind of girl.
How could it be? Love has come this way. Down on my knees, praying every day. And I'm so glad you saved you for me. I'm feeling your electricity. Oh, 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 oh.
It's right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I that's willing.
So I dropped it on the dance just to take a glance. And there, the sweet loving thing was, she was more than enough. I asked her for a hand, said, would you like to dance? So please that I.
Shalimar, but that was Midnight Star and Play Another Slow Jam. And you know, that's I've gotten into the mood of the love zone. I'm on over here in the Shalimar list looking for another ballad. I'm about to put everybody to sleep. And got crazy animals on. Anyway, guys, stop it, guys. We're on the radio. And anyway, I got crazy animals. All right, well, we love you guys, and I want to thank all you guys for tuning in today and being a blessing to us here at Solar Records Radio. We love you all, and we just pray that you have an amazing weekend. Thank you for always being a part and blessing us so much. Thank you, Astrid, for your amazing work. You are my heartbeat, and I appreciate you, sweetheart, so much. And thank you also for my shirt that you sent me from Amsterdam. With your children, I appreciate that. It was a beautiful birthday gift, and I will never forget it. Thank you. As a matter of fact, I did put it in a frame. So thank you so much, sweetheart. Tomorrow, Solar Wants to Dance, we will be talking because Saturdays is a health show. We talk about health awareness, and so last month was a breast cancer awareness. Thanks to Astra, she got us involved in that. And so now, you know, we decided to keep it going. And so now we are also doing, this is about dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And so the first part of the show will be about that, just kind of awareness, just how do we take care of our loved ones that may be affected with this disease, this terrible disease. And also to just be aware that all of us, any of us, can get this. So, you know, it's just awareness, that's all. And so we appreciate you guys, and we thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. And God bless you guys, and you take care, and we'll see you. And for my friends here in the United States, enjoy your family time. I know everybody's getting together, a lot of traveling going on right now. And it's a week off, and everybody's getting together and doing the family thing, which is so beautiful. And I'm so happy for you guys. And just be safe, though, because there's a lot of people, you know, getting their drink on, right? So just please be careful out there and enjoy one another. Let's make it a happy Thanksgiving and still wear your masks, okay? Please, let's keep this pandemic down. It's getting a little out of control. All right, guys. Anyway, thank you so much again. Tuning in to Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and I'm up and out of here, and I'm grateful that we had this time together to hang out. Catch you later. Good night.
You came in.
Love you guys. Good night. God bless. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. You're so awesome. Thanks for being a part of Solar Records Radio. Bless you.